This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protests have continued and new ones have sprouted up in the United States despite the arrest of the white former police officer who held his knee on the neck of a black man who died in police custody. It was announced that Derek Chauvin had been charged with murder in the death of 46-year-old George Floyd. In the announcement, it was stated that the video camera footage that sparked the national outcry helped contribute to the arrest. The cell phone footage showed Floyd repeatedly moaning and gasping while he pleaded to Chauvin, kneeling on his neck, "Please, I can't breathe." After several minutes, Floyd gradually grows quiet and ceases to move. Chauvin and three fellow officers at the scene were fired Tuesday from the Minneapolis Police Department. In addition, it is anticipated that the other officers would be charged. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz apologized to CNN for the arrest of a network crew covering the violent protest in Minneapolis following the death of George Floyd. Correspondent Omar Jimenez and two colleagues were handcuffed and led away by the Minnesota State Patrol while reporting live on the network Friday morning. Walz said that CNN chief executive Jeff Zucker had called him demanding to know why the crew had been detained. The crew was released within an hour. Walz said that he took full responsibility and that keeping journalists safe as they cover the story is a top priority. The National Association of Black Journalists and others condemned the arrest. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 is approximately 365,000, and in the U.S., the figure approaches 103,000. The number of confirmed infections approaches a new milestone of 6 million globally and 1.7 million in the United States. This is VOA News. Health officials say that they're seeking to inform mass numbers of unknown people after a person who attended crowded pool parties over Memorial Day weekend in the U.S. at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks tested positive for COVID-19. Camden County Health Department said in a release that the resident in mid-Missouri tested positive on Sunday after arriving at the lake area a day earlier. Officials said there have been no reported cases of the virus linked to coronavirus in residents of that county where the party seen in videos and photos posted on social media took place. The federal government has cited a Georgia nursing home for taking longer than 24 hours to report that six workers had been hospitalized with the coronavirus. The Federal Occupational Health and Safety Administration said Friday that the agency's first citation for workplace safety violation related to COVID-19. The agency proposed a fine of $6,500 for a violation it concluded was other than serious. The nursing home's administrator said that she had not received the citation and declined to comment. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Friday that the government is not considering sanctions against China over the new security law in Hong Kong. Australia, along with several other countries, including the United States, criticized the new laws, saying they would breach the 1984 agreement of the former colony and threaten to its freedoms. Morrison reiterated this concern on Friday and said the government will provide support if needed to Australian residents in Hong Kong. Beijing is imposing national security legislation on Hong Kong after losing patience with the city's inability to enact such laws on its own, which Hong Kong is required to do under the terms of its handover from British to Chinese rule. The decision announced last week follows months of sometimes violent anti-government protests last year in Hong Kong. The legislation has sparked fresh protests in Hong Kong, with democracy activists fearing it could erode the city's freedoms and jeopardize its role as a global financial hub. Taiwan's constitutional court decriminalized adultery in a landmark judgment Friday. The ruling was aimed at upholding personal rights and privacy while scrapping a law that activists said discriminated against women. The adultery law meant those who had sex with a married person or with a person outside marriage could face a year in jail. Many protesters in favor of abolishing the law were pleased with the news. Taiwan's scrapping of the law follows South Korea in 2015 and India in 2018. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.